This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition, Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Say hello to Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
Riding shotgun alongside me as well. We've been broadcasting from the powwow today. Or are you going to Region today?
I'm going to Region today, as a matter of fact.
Region today. Was powwow yesterday? I'm losing track. No, that was Battle of the Badges yesterday.
Battle of the Badges the last 3 days, which turned out fantastic. Of course, the Tribal Leaders Summit went on for a few days, and now all the United Tribes activity moves on to the powwow going on through the weekend. So I'll get back from Regent and doing a tractor trek thing with some folks in Braddock, the Braddock Threshing Show, tomorrow. And then I get some time to check out the powwow late tomorrow and through the day on Sunday, too.
A lot going on. I'll just give you a quick run-through of our next few days here. Monday, we have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the program to preview their big annual meeting. Coming up in Minot, we'll be there as well, and a lot of fun events planned. And I want you to circle on your calendar, all my friends in Minot, the 19th of September. That'll be a week from Monday is what that is, and we're going to be up there. Pete Hegseth of the Fox News Channel is coming in early. He'll be speaking, actually, on Tuesday the 20th at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Ron's going to talk about that and other things with us on the program on this coming Monday. But we're going to give you a chance to meet and greet Pete Hegseth on Monday and his book, In the Arena, that's all about the Teddy Roosevelt speech. So if you're in and around Minot and want to meet a Fox News rock star and, more importantly, actually a Iraq and Afghanistan war vet, a great guy, Pete Hegseth, really excited. We'll be doing that at the Sleep In and Conference Center on Monday the 19th. Exact details on the timing still to be determined, but circle your calendar for that and should be good fun. In fact, I just heard from somebody at Minot asking details about that. Who was it again? Oh, my buddy Dan Hammer. Remember Dan Hammer, who you watched cover UND hockey over the years on the Midco Network? Yeah. So Dan is now the top dog at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in Minot, one of our fine sponsors here. And they have a new store in the old Marketplace Dollar location. They're on, on Broadway? It's right next to the Marketplace. And stop in and see Dan if you're up there at Hot Spring Spas. They got that big duck out front and renovating that that location, and tell him hi. He mentioned that some folks have been stopping in there and saying, hey, I heard about those hot tubs. And I want to buy one. So whether you go to the Bismarck location in front of Sam's Club or in Minot on 83 there as you head into town, or Grand Forks from the South Forks Plaza, Grand Cities Mall. I date myself of all my years in Grand Forks. Or in Fargo next to Spitfire, one of our fine sponsors. Stop and see them. So anyway, that's Monday the 19th. Also Monday on the program, we will chat with General Al Dorman, Adjutant General, top commander of the North Dakota National Guard. Of course, the big news yesterday, Governor Jack Dalrymple announcing that North Dakota National Guard troops from the MP-191 are going to be part of the effort in keeping the peace, manning the information point now on 1803 south of Mandan. You know, as I was driving, I was in Bismarck yesterday and did the program from the K-Fire studios and had some meetings in the afternoon. And I was heading back and saw a caravan of National Guard Humvees and large equipment and buses and everything else. And I got a real lump in my throat, I have to tell you, about that. Number one, you know, our Guard and Reserve folks have just done incredible things, and we here in North Dakota are so blessed to have, tops in the country per capita participation of Guard and Reserve. But I was thinking back, obviously, to other mobilizations, and they've happened post 9/11. In keeping the peace at our airports. And obviously they're there to keep the peace and free up law enforcement officials to do what needs to be done to keep the peace in that regard with this pipeline protest. But also just that it's escalated to this level. And I really have to say, I know that we can all Monday morning quarterback that from our own particular frame of mind and perspective. To say woulda, shoulda, coulda. I see a lot of people saying, what took so long? Why did they wait so long? This has escalated because they haven't put them in there sooner. And, you know, I think Governor Dalrymple, Lieutenant Governor Wrigley, General Dorman, you know, all of the officials, Colonel Gerhardt at the Highway Patrol, look, they're losing sleep over this. And they are going out of their way, bending over backwards in negotiations, doing everything in their power. And I don't doubt that tribal leaders are the same way. I mean, I think privately, you know, tribal leaders will tell you this has grown a lot bigger than they ever wanted it to. Right. And you had certain elements that have overtaken it. And I believe they're sincere in their call for peace. I really believe that. Unfortunately, I don't believe they have the control necessary to enforce that and make sure it happens or say, hey, go home. You know, go home. In my mind, Chairman Archibald would be well served by saying, if you are here in North Dakota for any other reason than to engage in a peaceful, lawful protest, please do us a favor and bring your mission elsewhere. Don't infringe on what we're trying to do here. But that's very difficult to do. Just in the Native American world, right? You can't necessarily do that because then he loses face, and politically that's difficult. And, you know, it's a bad deal all around. That's why you need the measured, thoughtful, but forceful, you know, government of the state of North Dakota and, you know, in this case now, National Guard and Reserve. I think more than anything, what I heard yesterday is that the information checkpoints now being manned on 83 by Guard and Reserve frees up North Dakota Highway Patrol to get out and do what they do, and that's be seen. And just law enforcement being seen makes a huge difference. Just being seen discourages lawbreaking. But also now they, along with Morton County Sheriff deputies and all the law enforcement from all across the state. Don't forget, there's law enforcement from every corner of North Dakota. I saw police vehicles from Fargo yesterday and Mandan. And they're away from their families and away from their duties. There's great sacrifices going on there. Why? So there can be a peaceful protest that unfortunately is not peaceful enough. It is unlawful in a lot of regards. First and foremost, where it's occurring. The encampment of some estimates of 4,000 people is right now on federal property without permission. That's unlawful. You can't chain yourself to equipment. You can't go into people's yards and take pictures of their homes and harass them. You can't stop school buses and moms and dads from taking kids to school. This is happening. The sheriff yesterday went through a litany of things that have not been publicized. And the media on this has been unforgivable. The Bismarck Tribune is a joke. It's an absolute joke. I mean, where are the actual reporters at that place? Are they afraid? I mean, even the ones I sat with yesterday, by the way, one of them, Lauren Donovan, who continues to be obsessed about the use of dogs. Lauren, here's a little memo for you. Maybe you've been, you know, overtaken from the emotion of this. I know your sister is engaged in the protest, and that's a little odd that you have to cover that. But, you know, there is no worry about dogs if you don't have people breaking down a fence, traveling a half a mile into a private property to encounter and harm the individuals who are there to protect union workers. The use of dogs is not the story here. And by the way, the dog, I found it yesterday, the dog that was photoed with the blood in the teeth, it was perpetuated to have harmed someone. And that's why it was bloody. It bit someone, supposedly, they said. Guess what? The dog was bleeding because the dog had been hit by a steel fence post used by someone who ripped it down and went in illegally on the ground. And the dog is in a hospital, or has been hospitalized, or is under veterinary care as a result of it. Three dogs, actually, needed veterinary care. Other guards as well. You know, I'm not gonna go point by point through any of this anymore. I've done it enough, and quite honestly, there is no satisfying the protesters here, the antagonist here. There really isn't, and that includes Standing Rock. I mean, you had Dakota Access 7 times say, "Let's meet, let's sit down, let's talk about this." Nope, refused. Didn't do it. Corps of Engineers has met with them. There's been archaeologists down there. I mean, every objection's been met, but that isn't, you know, that's factual. That doesn't matter at this point. What matters is that this thing ends well, that it ends well. And then when it ends well, can the next gathering of historic proportions in the Native American world, where people come from all over the country to come in and show their support for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, listen to me a moment. If you're from the Native American community, listen to me and ask if this is biased, if this is racist, if this is, I'm sincerely wanting to know, could that next protest of historic nature of these tribes from all across the country coming in, could it be about a different resource? Not in this case, water, which, again, is not being threatened. I repeat, is not. Could it be maybe about the resource of your children and the future they have? Could it be about the abuse that happens and how to rout it out? Could it be about the alcoholism and drug abuse and things that unfortunately inflict your community in great ways? And it inflicts our community, too. I'm not trying to be Lily White here. But can we talk about a resource that really needs protecting, that we all can agree on, and that we actually could roll up our sleeves together, sit down, and do something about? Hey, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm in the middle of that camp 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, using this show and every other resource we have to help with that. Let's move to something that really, really matters, shall we? More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in the following counties: Benson, Lemoore, Mercer, Kidder, Botno, Morton, Dunn, Grant, Golden Valley, and Adams. And an exceptional line of construction and farm equipment at Pfeiffer's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Tuesday through Thursday in West Fargo, Big Iron is here again. Look for Haugen Sales and the brand new Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer Wagons. Sizes from 500 all the way up to 1,000 cubic feet. Big or small, they've got them all at Haugen's. While at Big Iron, look for the Supreme Self-Propelled and Self-Loading Mixer Wagon. There's nothing else like it. You're going to want to check it out. Supreme is the longest-lasting vertical on the market with the fastest mix times. See you at Haugen Sales at Big Iron, located in Mandan and Winemere.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So I started to tell you about our week next week. So mine on Monday for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron Nestle will be joining us and preview their meeting the week following. And they have a great lineup. And then General Al Dorman, North Dakota National Guard, talk about the North Dakota Guard troops' role in the keeping the peace and freeing up law enforcement in the protest. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are live at Big Iron. And I've been talking about the tractor that I'm going to be broadcasting from, and I created a bit of a stir by talking about the tires on this beauty, and then also the calling it a quad track, and I had bum info. I was not smart enough to realize it can't have a quad track and also have wheels, so my bad on that. And thank you for all the listeners that said, how does this work, Scott? I'll be in an 08 Case IH Steiger, 45 horsepower, and the tire is the big 520-85 R46 on this thing. And you can check it out at TitanOutletStore.com. We'll be there for our friends at Titan Outlet Store. And they are the wholesale division of Titan's 90-plus dealership network. You get guaranteed iron at outlet prices with 100% money-back guarantee. But I've made it my mission to sell that tractor at a great price, a big iron discount price. My mission is to get kicked out of the cab and hand it over to somebody. And I've heard from a few listeners that said, hey, Scott, that is a sharp ride. I've actually, if you send me a text at 701-367-2054, I'll send you a photo of it. 701-367-2054. Don't call because I can't answer, but I can text you that. It's a 50th anniversary unit, which somebody yesterday said, hey, that's worth noting. That's pretty cool. Darn right. So, so good stuff. Anyway, we'll see you at the Big Iron Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then Friday we're down in Iowa City to be exact, for the big NDSU game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Big, big game for the Bison. We'll be down there broadcasting live as well. So a lot going on next week. By the way, still to come on the program today, we're going to talk with Paul Apica, who's the State Historical Society of North Dakota chief archaeologist. I want to dig into this claim that what Dakota Access did over the weekend in bulldozing burial sites, and a claim that's a part of the another legal filing against Dakota Access Pipeline. I want to get the facts on that, which we're trying to do desperately here. Also next hour, Grant Levi of the Department of Transportation. He's the top man there. A talk radio town hall where all your road construction questions or anything related to the Department of Transportation, we get a lot of questions, can be answered. So look forward to that coming up. Joey and Selfridge wanted to weigh in on the commentary from earlier, and I welcome that. 800-228-0550 is my number. Joey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how you doing, bud?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Yeah, I got a couple questions for you. There's rumors going around that the governor of North Dakota has shares in this pipeline. Is that true?
I have no idea. I would imagine the governor's investments are in a blind trust, so you're not making decisions based on them if they're not pretty standard protocol in politics. I'll happily ask him the question for you. Don't know the answer to it, but let me ask you this. What would that matter?
Well, it kind of, you know, with this pipeline pushing through, you know, it kind of makes sense and it kind of don't. Okay? And, I mean, if nobody knows the answer, then I guess the guy really can't say. You know, but my next question is...
I mean, you could answer the question, though, I'm asking, even if, let's assume he does. I have no idea if he does. Let's assume he does. What would that matter? In other words, there is an extensive process in citing a pipeline.
If I'm invested in something and somebody's standing in my way, I'm going to try to remove that person so I can get something going, so I can start making some money. That's my point.
But the governor didn't make any decisions related to the siting of the Dakota Access Pipeline. We elected in North Dakota three Public Service Commission members who go through an extensive process. I found out yesterday.
Yep.
They, for instance, on the actual siting, they go 200 feet each way of the pipeline and comb for any kind of historical artifacts, any impacts, any things that would be tied to the tribe. I mean, that's the kind of level they go through, right? The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has to approve this pipeline. The governor has no influence over them. So my point is, even if he did, it wouldn't matter, Joey.
Okay. And then I got another question. Okay. When this pipeline first was proposed, there were rumors going around that it was first proposed to go north of Bismarck, correct or no?
Yeah, I don't think that's a rumor. I think if you dig into the paperwork the Public Service Commission was given, alternative routes are required. In other words, the PSC says, look, we want to look not only at what route you want to go, give me some alternative routes. So if we reject one of your routes, where would be another? And one of the alternative routes in that is a siting that would have been north of Bismarck and crossed the Missouri there. Yes, that's true.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know, buddy.
But what does that also matter?
Well,
I don't understand
because
why.
Because okay, my question is, okay, if the people of North Dakota, okay, my understanding was they took a vote, and I'm not sure, okay, I'm just asking. My understanding was what the rumors are and stuff, and everybody's got rumors about everything. My understanding is that they voted no for this pipeline to go north of Bismarck.
No, there was no vote. There was no vote at all.
Okay, that's all I wondered.
Yeah. Joey, I really appreciate you saying, hey, here's what I've heard and I want to know. And I think even when you hear some of those things, ask yourself, okay, if it was true, what would it matter? In the case of the alternative route being north of Bismarck, my understanding is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has a whole host of hundreds of criteria that they look at. So, for instance, on the northern route, they would have they look at geography and geology. They say how many houses are within a certain area. And they have a rule that you avoid areas of high consequence. In other words, okay, the what-ifs happen. We have to go nearest the fewest amount of potential impacts when the what-ifs happen. So Bismarck would naturally be a high-consequence area. Now, if the amount of population of Bismarck was on Standing Rock, they'd have the benefit of the high consequence. It's just a boogeyman that allows people to say, see, they don't care about they're only protecting the white man, not the... Yeah, that's crazy. But you know what? You're not going there, and I appreciate that, because I think I saw something on Kelly Schmidt's timeline on Facebook today, this morning, that was just so darn perfect. And it was, try being informed instead of just opinionated. So true. And well said. Let me see here. Who's next? Nadine and Wing, and then Matt and Fargo. Nadine, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a couple comments. I was listening yesterday about the poor rancher whose children had to be escorted to school, and it reminds me of when I was younger in school back in the 60s, and we lived south of Johnson's Corners. I'm not sure if you know where that is. It's east of Watford City. And the Indians would, as my dad would always say, go on a rampage. And my dad would give us kids bats, so we'd have to stay in the house while the rest of the farmers were out rounding up these Indians. Now, my dad has always said not to be prejudiced, and I try not to be, but I'd like them to know that, do they realize what effect this is going to have on those children when they have to be escorted to school or can't even get in the school because they're being pushed back?
Yeah, Nadine, some very good points. That call has stayed with me every hour of the day since it came into the program yesterday. It was a rancher from St. Anthony. Didn't want to give his name, but talked about how they needed police escorts for a bus into his yard to pick up the kids, and how tired he and his neighbors were of this. And I'll finish the story on the other side of the break. Hang on, Nadine. Matt, I'm going to get to you as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuser of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
I mentioned earlier a little bit of our travels plans for next week. Big Iron is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Therefore, our friends at Titan Outlet, guaranteed iron at outlet prices at 2008. Steiger could be yours for a low, low price. Great tractor. And we'll be there. Reminder, I'll send you a photo. If you're looking for an 08 Case IH Steiger quad, it's not a quad track. Scratch that out. 16-speed power shift. Rear is outfitted with four remotes, high-capacity hydraulic pump. Tires are 520 85 R46s on the bar axles. Cab loaded up, luxury leather interior. Auto-steer-ready ground radar. See it at TitanOutletStore.com or just text me, 701-367-2054. I'll send you a photo. And I'll be actually broadcasting from the camp of that tomorrow, or Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Big Iron. Also brought to you by Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction, all-season motorsports. We don't want everyone's business, just yours. Thunder Seed, first in the field, and by Piper's Auction and Realty. Piper's Auction and Realty, a full-service auction and land management company. And my first auction, live broadcast from a trailer, an auction trailer, will happen at Piper's new North American Auction Center on the 21st of September. That's week from Wednesday. Should be great fun. Then Friday and Saturday, actually broadcasting from Iowa City for the NDSU Bison game. That brought to you by our friends at Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains, Inc. For those who demand more, your Case IH dealer. Gotta love that red iron. And by Morton Buildings, Chuck Sanjacking, and Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Busy week next week. We are looking forward to it. All right, let's wrap up here with Nadine, and then we're going to bring in our guest from the State Historical Society of North Dakota. The story you talk about, first of all, was a rancher from St. Anthony. Didn't want to say his name, but just said told the story of the police escort needed for the bus into the yard to get the kids to school. We heard another story about three masked men stopping a father bringing his three kids into school. And that was, by the way, on 1806. I think I said 1803 earlier, just had a brain freeze there. But anyway, 1806 has been the one that's being manned by the North Dakota Guard troops now. And 1806 has been the main protest area point. And so, you know, this parent was trying to bring a child into school and is ultimately, stopped by three masked men saying, you can't go this way. It's the road's been closed and turned around. Imagine the fear in those kids. You're absolutely right. He also went on to say that he doesn't normally carry, and most of the ranchers in the area, he said, do not. But he said they are now, and they also have a system to help each other out. But they've had people in their yards harassing them. They've had people taking pictures. They have all the things going on, and you bring that back to a childhood memory of Johnson's Corner, and I do know where that is, and I love that little Christian school there that's on that corner. that still operates to this day, a great part of North Dakota, Nadine. This is real. This is happening. So you're right to bring this up and be concerned about it. And I put myself in the shoes of that parent, and I'd be very concerned, too. It needs to end. It needs to end now. Absolutely does.
Yes, and I have another question. Why is it that the national TV is not picking up that North Dakota has an arrest warrant out for a presidential candidate? I mean, I know she's not, you know, going to make anything, but if it was Trump or Clinton, that'd be a totally different story. The national news doesn't seem to be picking any of this up.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, they are picking up some of it. There was a New York Times reporter, French TV, at the press conference yesterday. But, you know, most of it from a global warming is real biased perspective. You know, the stuff I've seen is, these poor victims down there are being harassed by the company and by state officials and law enforcement. Absolutely at odds with the facts. It's a dangerous time, Nadine, it is, and that's why I really think all of our elected leaders, and I do applaud our state leaders, I really do. I think Governor Dalrymple and Lieutenant Governor Wrigley, General Al Dorman, and Lieutenant Gerhardt specifically, along with the Morton County officials, have done a tremendous job. They're doing a lot of things behind the scenes you're not hearing about. They're not tooting their horn. They're having constant conversations on this. They're trying to turn the temperature down. They've done a very good job. I do think more could be done specifically by Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She has a pipeline to the administration, being a Democrat. She is obviously well-regarded in Native American, the Native American community, and she's been largely silent. Somebody called one day and said, should we put her picture on the side of a milk carton? Where is she? She's putting out press releases on National Preparedness Month. And, that we ought to make emergency. I kid you not. I mean, so if you could go back when this started to where it's ended, look at her calendar, look where she's been or not been, and the things she's put out press releases on, it's unbelievable. She finally yesterday, I guess at the request of Valley News Live, put out a statement, and here it is in its entirety. As North Dakotans, our treatment and respect for one another has always been paramount. Some really bold stuff here. It's absolutely imperative that as the significant issues that have been raised by both sides are considered in federal court, the rights of tribes to peacefully protest and the rights of workers to safely do their jobs are honored. I'm grateful to our local law enforcement, particularly Morton County officers, for their reverence and care in keeping our community safe. And as this issue proceeds in court, I'll be working to make sure the sustained respect and care for our neighbors that makes us inherently North Dakotan is upheld. It's a nice, touchy-feely statement. Nobody could disagree with anything in that, but it means nothing. It's not rolling up your sleeves and actually helping it end. It's not saying, wait a minute, you can't peacefully protest unlawfully on federal land, so find another place to do it. That'd be leadership, right? You can't stop a school bus from entering a ranch, to pick up children. You can't do that. Stop it. And, hey, Mr. Archambault, maybe it'd be a good idea to publicly say, if you mean to do anyone harm, if you mean to wear a mask and hide your identity, if you mean to do anything other than have a peaceful, lawful protest, please leave. That's where Senator Heitkamp could be helpful, and she's been completely AWOL. Completely AWOL. And it is really a sad chapter in her political career in North Dakota, in my mind. But a lot of folks are noticing it, so. Anyway, interesting stuff. Appreciate it all. And again, I'm gonna stick to this. I'm gonna stick to a sincere desire that this end well, and that cooler heads prevail, and the bad actors leave, and the temperature come down, and the peaceful protests, maybe on native land or somewhere where it's designated they can be, that's not unlawful, continue. But that the next time we have a historic gathering of the tribes, it be about protecting a different resource. Human beings, Native American children, and their future. Let's have a conversation about that and have everybody at the table. And this program, you've got carte blanche on that topic anytime you want. And I look forward to that. All right. One factual thing we need to, we've tried very hard in this program to get to the facts, and one of the disputes that is coming from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and some of the agitators who have invaded and been part of these unlawful protests is that there is somehow a desecration of burial grounds and important Native American artifacts that is happening on the property that is now under easement to the Dakota Access Pipeline to build this pipeline. And so we asked an expert to come on and talk about that. We're going to do that next. Next hour, we have Grant Levi from the North Dakota Department of Transportation on a completely different topic on this Friday, and that is road construction and things they're building and things they're fixing and any questions you might have for the North Dakota DOT top man. That'll be next hour on the program. And, of course, questions and comments on any of this, welcome at 800-228-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Paul Pika is the chief archaeologist for the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Paul, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much.
Scott, thank you, too.
First of all, I want to just do a little bit of a look in the rearview mirror on what's been done to this point related to this project in mitigating any kind of damage or disruption to important sensitive sites in North Dakota. What do you do in that regard when something like the Dakota Access Pipeline is proposed?
The Dakota Access Pipeline has been subject to both state regulatory and federal regulatory review activities beginning in June of 2014, and it has been ongoing up to the present time, you may say. The Public Service Commission is charged with environmental review of energy projects that are subject to their permitting. Shall we say under the environment, that can include the natural environment as well as the cultural environment. The State Historical Society of North Dakota does do cultural resources review with respect to the North Dakota Century Code for the Public Service Commission. On the state side, there is also a federal regulatory review process that involves the Corps of Engineers tracks that have come to people's attention, so that there is a federal regulatory process that the State Historic Preservation Office is involved with. We here at the State Historical Society, in this case, actually wear both hats. We are involved with federal review and similarly with state review. And so,
are you comfortable that everything that possibly can be done with every resource was done to ensure this pipeline didn't disrupt anything of historical or sacred significance?
The state review process for cultural resources did involve what's called cultural resources inventory work, which was a pedestrian walkover of the proposed pipeline, and by permitted archaeologists and other cultural resources personnel, those activities were completed. A report was prepared. During that process, a number of sites of various kinds were identified, and in the event and in that reporting, if sites that were going to be impacted by the pipeline were evaluated for their significance, and in some cases there was actually evaluation work done and then follow-up mitigation work done in several instances at sites that were found to be significant. The vast majority of sites that were identified during this cultural resource inventory work were avoided by rerouting. So there was a long-term process that was involved. There was documentation prepared. It was reviewed by staff here at the State Historical Society for the state side. Similarly,
I heard some amazing stories about the detail of that. We're literally 200 feet each way, so a 400-foot swath of the pipeline is actually where it's done. We'll talk more about the current allegations when we come back. Uncle White?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discusses how to best prepare for an active shooter or violent event.
The very first step is to know where you are. And the best way to do that is to conduct a security assessment so that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans? And have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Of course, you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. What type of alarm system do we have inside? What kind of a notification system do we have? There's a lot of elements that come into play.
For more emergency planning tips and resources, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening, folks. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. They have that great new technology you've been hearing me talk about called Hum. Think about this. If your car could be smarter and safer, would you want it to be? It's sort of a no-brainer question, isn't it? Well, if you have roadside assistance at the push of a button, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, a vehicle locator, in other words, you're somewhere else, but you're wondering where your vehicle is. Hands-free Bluetooth calling, is your car smarter and safer? I think it is, and that's what Hum does. And right now, you can get Hum, and the activation fee, 3 months of service free if you sign up and have a team driver in your home. B-Mobile, Verizon, more than just phones and tablets. They're about Hum, too, from Verizon, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And they're everywhere in North Dakota. locations in western Minnesota near you, too. Find one at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. We are chatting with Paul Pika. Paul is the chief archaeologist for the State Historical Society of North Dakota. He's done a lot of work on the Dakota Access Pipeline long before you even heard the words Dakota Access Pipeline. Don't forget there was there was an onerous regulatory process through all of this. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Public Service Commission, State Historical Society, the company went through, you know, all of the normal regulatory process. That gets lost in a lot of this, but there is a process that's followed. Now, sometimes you don't like the outcome of the process, and you can go through any number of measures to try and mitigate that. But there has been a lot done in this regard. It's been 220 days since it was approved, and all this has been done. So a lot of this work has gone on in the 800-plus days since this project was announced. A long, long time. It's been years in the making. Just quickly, we only have about 4 minutes in this segment, Paul, but I did want to finish on the last piece, and that is looking back. Am I right? There is a 400-wide swath that literally is surveyed by you and other experts related to the pipeline route to looking for exactly what's being alleged here is in the pipeline route.
The pipeline route corridor was surveyed by permitted cultural resources personnel. We here at the State Historical Society and or the SHPO office did not participate in that survey. However, myself and other staff have conducted on-the-ground visits with agency personnel at locations during the review process.
And the company themselves goes out and hires separate experts as well. So it's, you know, the PST does this, the State Historic Preservation Office does this, and the company goes out and finds the several others as well, and they have three cultural resource consulting firms that were hired that present evidence. So now let's talk about the new allegations. Are you at all concerned that what Tim Mentz and the tribe is alleging here is, in fact, something that was undiscovered in the previous thorough process?
We have been notified of those concerns. We're currently evaluating the situation and intend to make an on-the-ground visit when arrangements are made. That process involves contacting a number of parties, and we're working on that as we speak. We hope to have that conducted and then be able to conduct that in the very near future. But I don't have more specific details. And I guess I would say that from our perspective, there has been due diligence with respect to both state and federal regulatory processes that have been followed on this project.
Chairman Archambault has said you don't know what you're looking for, saying we have to look at it, and we found it, and said out-of-state consultants previously lacked the understanding and training to identify the sacred sites, which this Tim Mentz, the former tribal historical preservation officer, found to include burials, stone rings, effigies, and other features during a recent survey. What would you say in response to that?
During the course of the project, there were a number of sites that contained stone features that were identified by archaeological cultural resources personnel. Those sites have been recorded and as part of the project. So there are sites that other sorts of sites that possibly may not be recognized by archaeologists, but within the corridor that was walked, there were other sorts of cultural archaeological sites that contained stone features that had been recorded.
I need a quick answer on this because we're running out of time, but a texter says, how can there be artifacts here if there's already a natural gas pipeline in that area? They did follow the northern border pipeline route. Would there not have been artifacts found in that process?
That the Northern Border project that was installed in the early 1980s, cultural resources work was conducted as part of that project as well. But the for much of North Dakota, the two pipeline corridors are do parallel each other. There are some instances where the routes did diverge, but for a long, for a great section of the route, the proposed DAPL routing parallels the northern border, existing
northern
border.
It's a very important component because, of course, the environmental impact and other historical significance were tackled there. Thank you for the information. Good facts there, Paul. Paul Pica, thank you.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.